Have you ever been paralyzed by fear? That choking, invincible wall that stops you from moving forward, from living. Think about this. Each time you stood on the edge of doing something new, fear whispered, "Don't do it." But you did it anyway, and that fear, it died the moment you moved. Fear strikes an imagination. It predicts pain that has not even happened. Fear will lie to you. It will tell you are not good enough, that you will fail, that you will never become what you are meant to be. But what if I told you that everything you want is on the side of that lie? Most of what you fear is fiction, and in this video, we are going deep, deep into understanding fear. I am going to expose fear and tell you how to silence fear forever, breaking free from it. Fear is primal. It's our brain's ancient way of protecting us. But in the modern world, fear does not just keep us alive. It often keeps us stuck. We fear failure, rejection, judgment, uncertainty, loss. But here is the truth. Most fear is a story. A story created by the mind and not reality. The first step to freedom is recognizing that fear is information and not a command. It is not telling you to stop. It's asking you, are you ready? Fear is not your enemy. Fear is your compass. Listen, the opposite of fear is not courage, it's faith. Faith is in the belief in something greater than your fear. Faith that what is ahead is greater than what is behind. Faith in God, faith in the process, faith in yourself. You were not created to be afraid. Fear may be loud, but faith is stronger. Speak it. I walk by faith. I do not walk by fear. The louder fear gets, the more your faith must speak. Faith does not remove fear. It outshines it. Because when you know that you are not walking alone, you can walk through fire. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. That is not only scripture, it's mindsets. How can you break out of fear? I already mentioned that the first thing you have to do is to recognize that fear is only information, it's not a command. Now, let's go deeply. Another way you can break out of fear is by naming it. Name it to tame it. Write down what you are afraid of. Say it loud. Labeling fear weakens its grip. Another way to break out of fear is to remember who you are. You were born with wonder. You were not born afraid. Somewhere along the way, you were taught fear, but identity overpowers fear. Who are you really? A child of God? A warrior? A creator? Tell that fear who it's messing with. Number three, talk back to it. When fear says you cannot, you say, watch me. Voice creates vibration. Say it loud. I will not be ruled by fear. Another way to break out of fear is by anchoring on your purpose. When your why is big enough, fear shrinks. So what are you fighting for? Your family? Your purpose? Your legacy? Your purpose should be ahead of you. Another way is expose yourself in small doses. Fear grows in darkness, but when you face it, even in small steps, it begins to shrink. One phone call, one video, one yes at a time. Fear is a loop. Break the loop. Stand up, move, speak, breathe. Change your state, change the story. Another thing I'm talking to you about is training your body to stay calm. You cannot outthink a fearful brain in a panicked body. Breath work, mindfulness, meditation, prayer, movement helps to reset your nervous system. We have been talking about how to break free from fear. And another way is for you to visualize the victory. Don't see the worst. See the breakthrough. See yourself on the other side of fear winning. You can break free from fear by building a community, a fear-fighting community. Isolation is fear's friend, but community builds courage. Surround yourself with people who speak faith to your fears. Let's be honest, you're going to feel fear again. It doesn't go away forever, but now you will recognize it. And most importantly, you will not obey it. I told you it's not a command. It's just an information. Fear is not your future. It's just noise in the hallway to your destiny. You can choose fear or you can choose growth, but you cannot choose the both. Fear will always knock at your door, but you do not have to let it in. Speak to your fear. Thank you for trying to protect me, but I'm moving forward anyway. I am ready. I know this video has helped you. Share it with someone who needs this. And comment below, what's one fear you are facing right now and what is your next step? Subscribe for more content on mindset, faith and fearless living. And remember, fear is a liar. You don't have to listen to it. You are braver than your fear. See you on our next video. Bye!